أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to some of the allegation that the mushrikeen had made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the absurd things that they had to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a normal human being and he was a man like every other Nabi of Allah and Rasul of his who was sent previously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the mushrikeen accept that the previous people who came in the past as per the scriptures of the Jews and the Christians were men. So similarly, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a man and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored him by blessing him with Nubuwa and with Wahi with prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayat warns them against their transgression and their oppression by citing examples of previous people, different communities who had behaved in a similar manner to the way they were behaving. According to certain mufassirin and scholars of tafsir, the following ayat are referring to two communities that lived in Yemen. The people or the settlements of Hadura and Qilaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the people of these settlements, the people of these communities and towns with a lot of luxury and material things of this world. So they were living a super luxury life and they were living really a very comfortable life and they had the best of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a certain Nabi to them. According to some, the name of this Nabi was Musa. Not Musa alayhi salam, the one of Banu Israel, but he was a different Musa. And according to others, his name was Shu'ayb alayhi salam, but not the Shu'ayb of Midian, not the father-in-law of Musa alayhi salam. This was a different Shu'ayb in this region of Yemen. The moment he started preaching to them, they realized that now he's asking them to adopt a lifestyle that will demand from them to give up certain practices of theirs and to make some adjustments to their lifestyle. As a result, they killed the Nabi, they murdered him, and they had him assassinated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed that entire community, or those settlements of Hadura and Qilaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them and speaks to them of the destruction of those communities because of what they had done to the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah says, وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and how many a town we have crushed. We have crushed the town. Why? كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةٍ. Because they were a wrongdoing, oppressive people. Oppression is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike, and oppression is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerates to a certain point and to a certain extent, to a certain degree. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy those who are guilty of the oppression. If their punishment is not meted out to them in this world, they will face the consequences of it in the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this town, Allah says about this settlement that they were balima. They were oppressors, they were wrongdoers, to the extent that they murdered and they killed the Nabi. وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we then raised up in their place another community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning brought a people over them, who governed them, who ruled them, who oppressed them, and subjected them to the worst type of torment. And that was in the form of Bukhtanasar. Bukhtanasar was a very oppressive king. And he was also responsible for almost annihilating the Banu Israel when they were in Jerusalem. And he was also responsible for destroying Masjid al-Aqsa. He raised it to the ground. So he was a very oppressive king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this oppressive king and this ruler to invade these settlements and to invade these communities and completely destroy them and have them crushed and completely, totally destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّ بَأْسَنَا, when they perceived and they sensed our punishment and they realized that this was the punishment from Allah because of what they had done to the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ, they tried and they started running and fleeing away from those towns and those communities to flee the punishment, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, لَا تَرْكُضُوا, don't flee. Why are you now running away? You wanted to live a life of comfort and luxury and this good life, and now you're leaving it all behind and running away. لَا تَرْكُضُوا, do not run away, do not flee from this. وَرْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ, go back, return, go back to that luxury, that life of luxury, the luxuries and the comfort and all of that you were enjoying, go back to it and go back to your dwelling. Where are you running off to now? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ, maybe you will be asked regarding all the pleasures and the comfort and luxuries that you had enjoyed in this world, but which you did not appreciate. And the moment when you were asked to make some adjustments to your lifestyle, then you had reacted in a way that brought about your own punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they were asked to remain and to stay within their settlements and within their communities in that area, and as a result of which they were completely crushed and destroyed by this oppressive king. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ, then they realized when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had struck them, they said, يَا وَيْلَنَا, oh woe unto us, إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ, indeed we were the wrongdoers. Now it was too late, and they realized that what they had done was wrong. فَمَا زَالَ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that remained their cry. They kept on now expressing remorse and regret over what they had done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that remained their cry. حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were destroyed to such a point that we made them like hasid. Hasid is stubble. Stubble, you know, after harvesting take place, the stems that remain, the chopped off stems that just remain in the ground, which have no use, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that was their situation. We made them like stubble, protruding from the ground, khamidin, completely extinguished and annihilated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.